Well, welcome and good morning. My guest this morning is writer-director Justin Corsby. He has just put out his feature film debut, which he wrote and directed, called Hard Luck Love Song. It's being distributed by Roadside Attractions and Lionsgate Pictures. Welcome to the show, Justin. And let's start off with the movie Hard Luck Love Song, which, based on a song, it's inspired by a song from acclaimed singer-songwriter Todd Snyder called Just Like Old Times. So I just want to start there, because the song wasn't written for the movie. The movie was written for the song. So give me the story behind that.
Yeah, great question. Yeah, it's kind of a unique project. You know, Todd Snyder is an amazing singer-songwriter, Americana singer-songwriter, who I'm a huge fan of. And, you know, he comes kind of from the tradition of storytelling songwriters like Johnny Cash or Kris Kristofferson. Mm-hmm. So it was just such a rich springboard for me. You know, these really great characters and this interesting storyline, kind of, you know, seeing a glimpse through a window into characters and stories that we don't often see in, you know, big, you know, huge movies these days. And so it was just such a rich kind of framework for me to use as inspiration and a jumping off point. These characters were in the song were just so unique and interesting, and I just wanted to know more about them. So that was kind of the jumping off point, was like, man, this would make a great story. I want to know more about these characters and kind of where their story goes and what unfolds. And so I just went kind of, you know, got the rights to the song from Todd and just went and kind of developed these characters. Like, where were they before these moments in the song happened? Where do they go afterwards? You know, what kind of, you know, baggage from life are they carrying around? And where are, you know, kind of where are the tensions between them as, you know, old boyfriend, girlfriend and whatnot? And so it was just a really rich kind of palette to start with.
Now, did Todd have any more input as far as the writing of the film is getting into who those characters were? And who were those characters to Todd? Were those people he knew? Were they based on himself and an old girlfriend?
Yeah, Todd, you know, Todd wasn't extremely involved in the writing process, but we were definitely kind of in touch throughout the process, and kind of I would go and kind of go over stuff with him. And like any creative person, they take things from their real life and people that they've encountered and people that they know over the years, and like it's kind of an amalgamation of little bits and pieces of different experiences that then kind of inform, you know, what is a fictional story. So in the original song, the character is not necessarily a musician. He is a pool shark, which plays out in the song and in the movie, but he's not necessarily a musician. So I kind of took liberties to kind of expand that a little bit and like let's kind of have the lead character be inspired by Todd himself a little bit, but also by other kind of troubadours and musicians that I've followed over the years, the Townes Van Zants of the world, who, you know, kind of lived life on the road and living out cheap motels and all that kind of stuff. And also just a bunch of friends and whatnot that I had grown up around who were struggling musicians, kind of, you know, living on the edges of society, trying to kind of live out their own kind of American dream and kind of make something happen in the music world. And then I think, based on some of Todd's stories that I've heard him tell, that there was definitely a real life incident that happened in a motel room that kind of inspired him to kind of come up with this story. Todd has a book that's really amazing, and I think the title of the book is Mostly True Tall Tales or something like that. And so I think for a lot of people, like I said, like there's this nugget of inspiration that is based on a real moment and on truth. And then obviously creative people like to kind of expand on that and kind of flesh things out and kind of figure out where the humor or poignancy kind of moments are and kind of expand on those.
Let's talk about Jesse for a minute, the main character in your film, played by Michael Dorman, who's fantastic in it. We start off the movie with him. He's just kind of landed in a dive hotel, and he's trying to make a couple of bucks. He gets a little lucky, finds some money, decides to take it to the local pool hall to do a little hustling, and that's kind of where he ends up crossing paths with Dermot Mulroney's character. But between him and Dermot Mulroney's character meeting again, he meets up with an old flame, Carla, who he finds out, I guess, is an escort. But they have a history. So let's talk about those two characters and that history that we don't really know too much about.
Absolutely, yeah. No, this is my debut feature film, and I just feel so fortunate to have been able to assemble such a just powerhouse cast, you know, from top to bottom. And Michael Dorman and Sophia Bush are just amazing in this film. The chemistry that they have is just palpable. And what one thing that I liked about the way that, you know, the story unfolds in the song, and also, you know, kind of how what we emulated in the movie, is there is this kind of tension and history between them, and we don't know all those details. And as the movie progresses, layers of the onion get peeled away, and we get to learn a little bit more about some of, you know, the past, you know, the baggage, mm-hmm. so to speak, that they're carrying around. And I thought Michael and Sophia as Jesse and Carla, they just really brought these characters to life. You know, the kind of nuance and looks between them, and just the history that, you know, you can read on their faces and read in, you know, their reactions to each other, is just so rich and dynamic, and they just did a great job. And then the other actors, the other kind of main supporting actors, like Dermot Mulroney, yeah. and Eric Roberts, and, you know, we also have hip-hop icon RZA in the yeah. movie, which was just such a great, you know, kind of lifelong dream of mine to be able to work with him. And, you know, then we also have Melora Walters, you know, from Boogie Nights, and yeah. Randall Reeder from Deadpool, the Marvel movie. So just like across the board, this incredible cast. I feel really fortunate, and they were just, all of them, so talented in their own right, and just did a great job bringing these characters to life.
I also spotted Crazy AIDS from Breaking Bad in the movie, too. So that was the first guy I go, I know that guy.
absolutely. yeah, Max Arciniega from Breaking Bad and Better Call Saul. Yeah, I'm glad you noticed him. Yeah, he's a tremendous actor, and I had worked with him on some commercials before and kind of knew him personally. So was able to call in the favor and get Max to come down and, you know, play this really, you know, kind of, it's a small but dynamic role where he kind of reveals some information that kind of sets Jesse off on his path in meeting Dermot Mulroney and the Rollo character. So, it was great to have Max in the film.
Obviously, when you're doing an independent film of this nature, I'm sure that it was a completely smooth process from beginning to end, and everything happened right on schedule, right? That's how it went?
Absolutely. You know it. No, making any movie is a real challenge, and making an indie film is a minor miracle. I often refer to it as pushing the boulder up the hill every day, and that is exactly what we did, not to mention getting hit with a global pandemic and once we finished the film and having to hold that boulder in place for 18 months while things settled out for distribution. But yeah, it's making a film is it's so fun and rewarding, but part of the reason it's so rewarding is because the challenge is so difficult. The degree of difficulty is really high, especially on a, you know, a budget challenged indie like this. And the, you know, it's also right now, you know, the movie marketplace is kind of dominated by tent poles and comic book movies and whatnot. So sure. A little film like this, finding audience, it's challenging, but people crave this kind of storytelling, this kind of authentic, real, true to life characters and authentic storytelling. So it was a challenge we met, and one that we're, you know, feel so rewarded to have completed.
And I know you picked up a couple of awards, one of the Austin Film Festivals and a Portland Film Festival, but what have you found audience reactions to be to the movie, if you've had a chance to speak with those that have seen it?
Yeah, people really love this film. You know, one of my favorite kind of quotes about the film was from a critic, and he described it as a crime thriller wrapped inside a haunting love story wrapped inside a neo-noir western. And I think it just sums up the film so perfectly. It's got a little bit of something for everybody.
Yeah.
And so critics have embraced it, audiences have embraced it, and we're really fortunate for that. You know, a female acquaintance of mine said, hey, I love this, you know, I really want to see this movie because it's got this gritty love story, but my boyfriend's going to love it because it's got this, like, you know, kind of crime thriller and action element and pool hustling element to it as well. So it does kind of check boxes for different people. And then because it's based on a song, you know, Todd's song, and because it's kind of set in this Americana music world, I think there's such a opportunity for people who love music and love this kind of authentic storytelling to find something that they didn't know was out there. You know, I think there's a hungry audience for movies like this, and And, you know, building awareness and trying to let people know about it is kind of a big part of the process. But yeah, there's this music thing is also, you know, really an important aspect for the movie. You know, the people who are Todd Snyder fans are just like going crazy for this film. It's their favorite thing they've ever seen. There's so many kind of Easter eggs and references to Todd Snyder and people like Johnny Cash and Kris Kristofferson and John Prine, Townes Van Zandt, all the, you know, kind of beloved troubadours. This movie was, you know, in some ways made for them. It's kind of a love letter to Americana music from me, and it was kind of made for that audience and people who like movies that are kind of in the vein of 70s character.
My take on the movie was, after watching it last night, was I felt like Jesse Pinkman meets The Color of Money. Does that make sense to you? Because it was kind of like the notes of Tom Cruise in The Hustler.
It does.
But it's not Tom. It's more like a Jesse Pinkman type character. not quite as young
totally,
as a
like,
Jesse Pinkman. Like an older, more nuanced El Camino Jesse Pinkman.
It's kind of the movie, you know, and one reason I was inspired by the song so much is like storytelling songs like this kind of give us a window into characters and stories that we don't often see. And so, you know, this is... I love, and as I mentioned, I love kind of the 70s character dramas that feature true life characters trying to make it in the world, you know, and they're struggling, maybe living on the edges of society, not quite finding, like, you know, mainstream success. And so I really, there's something interesting about characters who are kind of just getting by on getting by, and I wanted to kind of lean into that and build this character of Jesse based on that idea of, you know, people finding, you know, happiness and finding their version of the American dream, kind of, that may be a little bit different than, you know, suburban house in the white picket fence.
Sure. Final question about Eric Roberts' character, and that is, I was trying to figure out the relationship that he had to Sophia Bush's character, Carla. Was he just like an old kind of fatherly type friend, or was he her pimp? Or is that to remain a mystery?
Oh, no, yeah, no. Definitely not her pimp.
Okay.
Yeah, more of like kind of an older brother, kind
gotcha.
Of fatherly kind of character. Yeah, you know, he's a, you know, barfly and works at the bar where she slings drinks, the dive bar where she slings drinks. And so, you know, just like looking out for her, and, you know, I've seen kind of, you know, her missteps in her love life over the years probably, and, you know, wants to make sure that Jesse, character played by Michael Dorman, you know, that he's got good intentions and he's going to, you know, kind of look out for her and take care of Carla and not just be one of these other kind of guys that kind of breezes through and, you know, doesn't maybe kind of hold up his end of the bargain.
It does. Justin, I appreciate your time today. The movie is called Hard Luck Love Song. It is out on premium video on demand right now, but starting December 21st, it'll be on digital and on demand wherever you get your on demand movies. Justin, thank you so much for hanging out and talking about the movie.
Yeah, thanks for having us on. Thanks for having me on. I really appreciate it. You know, it's a challenging time for indie films right now, so, you know, you're doing a big service to us, helping us spread the word. You know, the movie's wrapped up its theatrical movie theater run, and it's available on demand. You can get it pretty much anywhere, you know, Amazon Prime or Apple iTunes or DirecTV or Google Play. So we appreciate you helping us spread the word, and thanks to your audience for listening to what we had to say today.